Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, what does the finish say about the spirit and determination amongst your players?
Yeah, for today, absolutely everything, I think. In my more than 1,000 games, I coach or manage, whatever you want to say, I never had a game like this. That's the truth. Not that we never turned games, we did that, but with 10 men in an atmosphere like this, against an opponent like this. Not only that, I can't remember, I'm pretty sure it never happened, because these moments are rare and super special. But I thought the boys deserved it today, because with 10 men, we played better and gave Newcastle a proper game. Before that, it was a bit wild, with opposite advantages for Newcastle with the 1-0. We didn't play calm enough. We fell under pressure where wouldn't have to. In half time, we showed the boys one situation. There was an offensive situation where Trent passed the ball behind the line to Cody Gakpo, where he comes from the left wing into the right, from the right wing, where we can just get into their box and having finishing situations. Two things were clear in half time. We cannot concede a second. Oh, three things have to be clear. Trent cannot get another yellow card. We cannot concede a second. And if that happens, then we have a chance. And that's what the boys obviously, they were ready to work super hard. And in the other moments they had, I think before Darwin scored, we had already chances, like the what I remember now is the Diogo pass to Mo, which is unfortunately, but we had our moments, so, and that's important. That's important. And a year ago, we were in a similar situation. We were 2-0 up and then red card. And from that moment on, we didn't play football anymore. So it's obviously difficult. It's not that easy. And I can imagine how Eddie and Newcastle is feeling now, but these things happen, but usually then anyway. But that didn't happen today, because my boys kept believing, and I'm really happy with that.
Jürgen, obviously, Nunez gets all the headlines, but the game seemed to turn when Elliot and Jota came on. That's when he seemed to take the ascendancy.
The other boys just worked extremely hard, so that's super intense for so long. And then we thought we made the changes early to do that, and that's why. Yeah, it's like that. Diogo is a top player. He was ill 2 days ago, so he might have started or not, who knows. But there's a top player coming on, and Harvey throws his heart on the pitch to help this team. So then after the next change, he played even a double six when we brought Darwin. A position in a game like this, he didn't play often, I'm pretty sure. You're right, Darwin gets the headlines, rightly so, because whatever we did before, if he's not doing that, we're sitting here playing a good game, losing 1-0 and going home with 0 points. It's a completely different feeling. That's how it looked, actually, I think, pretty long. The Newcastle didn't get through, really, but we had, I think it was the Diogo Mo situation. But I think everybody in the stadium then thought, oops, we have to be careful there as well. Until then, it was just possession, and we had our little moments. So, super special for us today, super special.
Has Nunez done enough to start the next game?
I never made the decision about the lineup a week before the game. We will see. But you can have worse arguments, I would say.
James.
Yeah, what did you say to Darwin when he came on, and what do you think that match-winning contribution could do for him going forward?
Definitely, what I said to Darwin has no influence on his performance. So it's goes up. But Pat Lynas can speak to him, and that's what he did. And I just give him a hug and encourage him to go out there and fight for the team. So that's it. But there's nothing else. Darwin was like, we had that before. He's not happy for not starting. So that's how it is. But somebody in this early stages of the season, somebody cannot start. You cannot have 11 players and play them all the time. So we need to find stability. The discussions just start too early. I don't know if the public discusses it, but of course, players are not happy. Well, after the national break, we play every 3 days. Nobody can play all the games. So we have to make sure that we have different options to go for. And we need to create a new way to play football. And of course, Darwin can be a super part of that. If his key strengths are exceptional, absolutely, but we need to find stability as well. So for him, everything will be fine. It's just maybe it had to be like this. If he wouldn't have been that angry and start the game today, wouldn't score in the last 6 minutes or whatever. So let's take it like that.
Can you describe your emotion, what you felt when that second goal went in?
No, nowadays I don't celebrate these goals too much anymore because I was not sure if there's penalty. Offside. Oh, yeah, again. Offside or whatever. So I was pretty sure there was no offside, but anyhow. So then a minute or so later, when I think VR check was over, the boys heard it on the touchline so behind me, and they were then really celebrating. And then I felt massive relief. How I said, halftime, the way we played after the red card gave us the feeling we can do something here. If we don't concede, stay calm, play, defend with passion, play with an idea. We have a chance to get a point here. And I have a point, obviously, and we're going to go to win as well, what the boys did.
Can you describe the spirit that you've got on this team? Can you describe the spirit that you've got on this team?
No, I don't know. We have to create a spirit. That's how it is. We are early. It's early in the season. It's the atmosphere, the understanding of the boys is super. We're top camps. That's all great. But the spirit is something different. So it's what you make of it. And of course, do I like that we have two games with 10 men? No. Probably Ibu Konate's injury is because we had 10 men against Bournemouth. That's the truth. So because it was too intense. It's not a massive injury, but it's a little bit. And I will see what we had today. So 70 minutes in the Premier League. Did you hear a lot that leads to a turnaround in the game? I can't remember it. So, but big stories need key moments. And we will see. We will see what it is. I cannot sit here and think, okay, that's it now. And now we know how it goes. No, we are fresh. We have new key players in the team, and we have to create key moments. And this today was definitely a key moment, and that's why I'm pretty happy.
Last couple played then to Paul and Rafael. What was your take on the two decisions? Trent Alexander-Arnold not being sent off.
As an observation, just as not sending off. You wanted him. You wanted him to get a sending off. Okay. That's observation. It's a foul on Trent Alexander-Arnold, which is not given. Clear in front of the fourth official. Fourth official says to me, yes, it's a foul. Ref doesn't give it, and then Trent kicks the ball away. His fault, bam, yellow. Next situation is the thing. If you want the yellow, a second yellow, if he gives it, he gives it. But I didn't think it is. You need to have this little space to keep a game going. Like, you take him off and take there's an half off, and then watch a curiosity of a football game. I'm not sure that how it should be. I don't think it's a red card. I don't think it's pretty much no contact, very little, and it's on the way to the ball. But what can I say? It's not. The decision is like this, and I cannot change it, and I don't want it. It's just. Would I whistle a training game? Definitely not, but there are reasons why I'm not a ref, and they are.
Last one.
Paul?
Yeah,
you can't touch on that. Is he injured at all? No. He looked. The big man looked a bit tired. Let me say like this, long ago that the boys played, now it's full 90 minutes, these kind of things. Joey played obviously 70, and we have Kwanzaa. Yeah, it's great. He's a real talent. He's played two really good passes, super important passes, I would say. Defensively, then we needed luck a little bit. We were a bit too deep, a bit too passive, so they could shoot, but we had Ali. Yeah, there were obviously, besides the results, a few nice stories, and bringing Kwanzaa on is one of them.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.